The Prelude, Book 1, Line 228. Then, last wish, my last and favorite aspiration, that I yearn towards some philosophic song of truth that cherishes our daily life, with meditations passionate from deep recesses in man's heart, immortal verse thoughtfully fitted to the Orphean lyre. But from this awful burthen, I full soon take refuge, and beguile myself with trust that mellower years will bring a riper mind and clearer insight. Thus from day to day I live, a mockery of the brotherhood of vice and virtue, with no skill to part vague longing that is bred by want of power. From paramount impulse not to be withstood, a timorous capacity, from prudence, from circumspection, infinite delay. Humility and modest awe themselves betray me, serving often for a cloak to a more subtle selfishness, that now doth lock my functions up in blank reserve, now dupes me by an over-anxious eye that with a false activity beats off simplicity and self-presented truth. Better far than this to stray about voluptuously through fields and rural walks and ask no record of the hours. Given up to vacant musing, unreproved neglect of all things and deliberate holiday. Far better never to have heard the name of zeal and just ambition than to live thus baffled by a mind that every hour turns recreant to her task, takes heart again, then feels immediately some hollow thought hang like an interdict upon her hopes. This is my lot. For either still I find some imperfection in the chosen theme, or see of absolute accomplishment much wanting, so much wanting in myself, that I recoil and droop and seek repose in listlessness from vain perplexity, unprofitably travelling towards the grave, like a false steward who hath much received and renders nothing back.